I have like 100 daughters and they're all obsessed with Descendants. And so when the announcement was made, we knew immediately that we wanted to be involved.
So, as someone who with daughters has probably seen Descendants several times, how different is the stage production from what people watch on the television?
You know, I love that question because what we noticed right away in the script is that the stage play is a really fun conglomeration of all three Descendants movies. And what I love about that is that all three movies have really great musical scores. And we didn't want to leave out our favorite songs from the stage play. And so I love that the stage writers, the people who adapted the screen to the script for the stage, really pulled in a lot of those great numbers from the subsequent sequels. And we just have a little bit of everything and a really nicely blended storyline.
My daughter is also a huge Descendants fan. I wonder, with a lot of maybe younger children coming to see the production, will it make sense to them since it did combine three narratives into one story?
Absolutely. It's a very seamless combination. There's a lot of running story arcs with the character development between all three movies, and I think that it's been a very seamlessly blended storyline for the stage production.
Can we expect the same varied and colorful color scheme?
Absolutely. We've got some fun hair dye that's happening, and definitely some purple hair, some blue hair. And our costumers have worked really hard to bring a lot of those colors in, both for character development as well as just visually. It's visually stunning. I think that the audiences will not be disappointed with what they see.
Well, give audiences an idea of what the stage will look like. It's at the amphitheater, so it'll be outside and it's a really cool venue, but what's the setup gonna be?
We're relying on some very creative, imaginative storytelling with our set piece design. We have to be mindful of the space that we have at the amphitheater, and we've used some very simplistic pieces to set entire scenes. We're taking a cue actually from Hamilton, using the actors on stage to actually give us some very raw scene transitions by moving pieces off and on while scenes are still happening. Usually we have a backstage crew that come in and set up scenes between scenes and things like that. But we've got some really creative scene transitions where the kids on stage are moving stuff as they go. And that's pretty cool.
Tell us about the cast.
I don't want to sound biased. I really, truly just give compliments when I believe they're well deserved. And I can truly say that this is an extremely talented cast. We have 30 people, ranging from, I think the youngest is 10, into 50s and 60s. And the majority of the cast are teens. They've worked extremely hard. We've asked a lot of them. We've pushed them well beyond their comfort zones to accomplish what we know they are completely capable of accomplishing. We have kids who have been around at Playhouse for most of their lives, as well as a few newcomers. And each cast member in this has truly stepped beyond their comfort zone, willing to try new things, willing to do whatever it is we've asked of them to create a show that is absolutely dynamite and that we are proud of everyone in it for what they've brought to the show. I know that anybody familiar with Descendants is going to want to know a lot about our VKs, our villain kids. And these four are played, Skylar Swalls plays Mal, the daughter of Maleficent. Dylan Covington plays Carlos, the son of Cruella de Vil. Caleb Yale plays Jay, the son of Jafar. And Lucy Mitchell plays Evie, the daughter of Evil Queen from Snow White. And these four have created this really tight, very talented, they're hypnotic to watch, really. You just start watching and you're drawn into how each of these kids truly embody the character that they've been given. They have been not only extremely talented in their role, but as leaders in the cast, we have an enormous ensemble that not only support the leads, but look up to them. And these four have done a really excellent job of leading the way in creating an excellent show, helping be the backbone for an exceptional cast. And that's been really fun to watch.
The schedule is not uniform. Can you tell listeners when it'll be? It's at a couple of different times, I think, on a, depending on the Saturday. And I think it has a Saturday evening performance, maybe one of the two weekends.
Right. Let me actually just look that up so I give the right information. We have set an unusual schedule that accommodates different things. Largely Murray High's prom, we don't want to interfere with that, both for people in the audience who might be going to prom or involved in prom, and as well as cast kids who are doing the same. So we are running two weekends. The first weekend we have Thursday, Friday, and Sunday evening performances at 7 p.m. And we also have a Saturday morning matinee. The second weekend, we have performances on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday evenings, as well as a Saturday afternoon matinee. So we do have several different performance options. One of the reasons that we bumped our Sunday performances to Sunday evening is we've got some really cool lighting effects in the show. And sometimes that cannot be as effective or engaging on a matinee. It's not completely lost, but we want audiences to be impressed and thrilled with what they see. And so we want to just take advantage of those evening opportunities that we have.
Is there anything else that listeners need to know about Descendants the Musical?
It may be the best show that Playhouse puts on this year. I'm really, really proud of the work these cast members have put in. A fun, dynamite show. You don't want to miss this. I told people on Facebook, when you go to buy tickets, just buy tickets for all nine performances because you're going to want to come back. And if you miss out on that, it's your loss. I mean, it's going to be such a fun show. And I think it's just absolutely an incredible opportunity, not just for audiences to come see and enjoy, but it's a fantastic opportunity for people who are involved in community theater to feel like we've got a piece of normal life coming back. Again, this show with 30 people in it, we've worked really hard working with COVID guidelines to put on a safe, fun show. That's harder to do when you have 30 people. And we've made it happen. We've jumped through a lot of flaming hoops on this, and these kids have cleared everyone flawlessly. So I would hope that audiences turn out for this show because there's been a lot of hard work put into it. This is something that kids are absolutely going to want to come see. And the choreography, the music in it is absolutely stunning. I don't think you'll be able to sit in your seat and hold still. It's just an incredibly fun show, and we're very, very proud of it.